It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's worst and five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It's time for our weekly Power Rankings. It is, I'll say the summer. It's May on the East Coast, May 1st. As we got into the show tonight, it was April 30th, and now it's May 1st. As we explained last week, because of the split times for the show where I am and where Carlos is, we essentially work 10 days a week.
That's right. We work twice as hard as any other show here.
Yeah, I mean, I worked 2 days here. It's hard. Oh, I was trying to say that it was summer, and then I realized it wasn't summer. And
not quite.
Whatever. All right, baseball power rankings, worst team in the league. There's no other thing to say except the Colorado Rockies.
You suck!
5-25. How? I've watched them a few times. I still don't understand it. You can't be this bad. What are they on pace? Are they really on pace to lose less games than the White Sox?
Yeah, they're on right now. If they keep losing the way that they are, they will eclipse the White Sox record that they set last year.
Oh my God.
Baseball's got an insane competitive balance problem. They've always had one, but it's just so glaring the last couple of years. And we'll talk more about it when I get to my team, but this is a disgrace.
So Chicago was 41-121 last year. The Rockies would be on pace to be 27-135. That cannot happen. That cannot happen. Gross. Well, they're the worst team, though.
You suck!
For me, it is also the Rockies, but I'm actually going to say the Marlins this week, you know, because I don't want to just, you know, go over to Rockies and how much they suck. They do, and they probably will be here all season, so I'll spice it up a little bit. I'm going to go with the Miami Marlins. Miami gives up the most runs in baseball. Yeah, they're in a tough division in the NL East, but it's just a matter of time before they trade Sandy Alcantara. And Jesus Sanchez, if you even know who that is, because nobody knows who that is. Bart, do you know how much Miami has spent in the last two off seasons?
Ooh, probably less than what it cost you to get a master's.
No, I wish. I mean, where do you think I went to school? But $5 million. Dude, that's...
What?
The Marlins have spent $5 million in salary the last 2 years. It's criminal. And there's teams like this all over. Tampa, that's because they can't draw any fans. They're not even playing in their own stadium. Pittsburgh's not spending money. We see what John Fisher did to the A's. Baseball's got a ownership problem than anything. Screw changing the rules. Forget about pitch clock and bigger bases and ghost runners and all this crap. We need to root out these cheap-ass owners because they are what's killing this game. So, yes, it's the Colorado Rockies, but the Miami Marlins...
You suck!
All right, let's do our power rankings. At number five.
Number five.
I'm going to go with the San Francisco Giants. They currently sit third in the NL West. They are 19-12. They're playing pretty good ball. They did lose two in a row. They lost those two in a row to my number four team.
Number four.
The San Diego Padres. NL West also has the Arizona Diamondbacks at 16-14. And then the Colorado Rockies, who, again, are bad. Now, the West isn't entirely that top-heavy because they're all beating up on the Rockies. Giants have them this weekend. Dodgers and Padres both had them for a series. But those teams are just good. The best teams right now are in the NL West. At number three.
Number three.
Believe they still have, no, the second best run differential, third best run differential in the league. That is the Chicago Cubs. That's where I'm going to put them. Now, their schedule in the month of May is light.
Yeah, finally.
Okay, they got the Pirates now. They've got the Brewers, Giants, Mets. After that, it's Marlins, White Sox, Marlins. Reds have been playing better. Rockies, Reds, Nationals. So they've had a really tough schedule, and they're winning a lot of games. So I put them at number three. And you can make an argument for them at number one. But I've got two teams in front of them. At number two.
Number two.
The New York Mets lost tonight. Run differential of 54 in the good column. 21-10. And then at number one.
Number one.
Where they will probably stay the rest of the season. The LA Dodgers are back on track. Winners of five in a row. 21-10. So my worst team is the Rockies. And my five best are Giants, Padres, Cubs, Mets, Dodgers. All National League for me.
Yeah,
all
look at
National
you.
National League.
I've been on that NL only train for all season. It actually changed. So I'm going to go in reverse order. I'm going to start with my number one team.
Number one.
And for me, I'm actually still going to keep the Mets there. Pete Alonso is my National League MVP for the month right now. He's hitting 346, 7 home runs, 28 RBIs. He is the Mets offense. But what's more impressive for me is they have the best starting rotation in baseball, in according to their ERA. They have the best team ERA in baseball, period. So the Mets aren't really doing this with smoke and mirrors. They're doing this with Alonso getting clutch hits and their pitchers doing what they're supposed to do, which is impressive because they've had two injuries to Sean Manaea and Frankie Montas, which these aren't guys you really wanted to, you know, rely upon them to begin with. Now, I will say this about the Mets, though. They're beating up on a bunch of bad teams. Like, they win more games against teams currently under 500 than anybody else in baseball. So there is that, but that's what good teams do. They're supposed to beat bad teams. At number two.
Number two.
I have them a little higher than you. It's the Cubs for me. 18-13. Yes, I know they don't have 20 wins yet. But, like, the Mets have the most games against teams currently over 500. The Cubs have the least. In fact, they've only won one game. And that was against the Pirates literally yesterday. So the Cubs are legit. They beat up on bad teams. They beat up on good teams. And if they can beat up on bad ones, they'll run away with the National League Central. So I'm very excited to be a Cubs fan because I thought they were going to be mid.
Number three.
This is where I have the Dodgers. And I know this is still pretty low because they, like the Mets, also have 21 wins. The Dodgers are like Thanos. They're inevitable, but they're also not immune to the injury bug. Blake Snell's still going to be out. Not sure when he comes back. Tyler Glass now left Sunday's game with shoulder discomfort. So they're looking very human. I will say this, though. They just got Tony Gonsolin, and he was a hero for my fantasy team a couple years ago, and he looks solid. So maybe they're not only rich, but they're also lucky.
Number four.
This is where I'll keep my first AL team. That's the Yankees. I had them at five, so they go up one spot. They got the best run differential in the American League. Uncle Ben's Rice has been a revelation. 8 home runs, 13 ribbies, 25 hits on a .266 average. He's been a great find for them. Side note, Bart, your boy Devin Williams out as the closer. He allowed 10 runs and 7 walks through 8 innings this season, so Luke Weaver's going to be taking his spot. And at number five for me.
Number five.
I actually will have my second AL team. First time they made an appearance all year on my list. It's the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers have earned it simply. Dude, they have 18 wins. It's not like they're a slouch. But they're going here on number five because they've turned Javi Baez into a center fielder. El Mago made his outfield debut last week, and he might be doing that and his normal position at shortstop. He's also hitting .299. So anytime you can get some productivity out of him, that's a great thing. Shout out to the Tigers. And I will say, just real quick, number six, I had the Padres. The only reason I'm mentioning this, because Austin from San Diego, nice kid, called back and just wanted to know how far the Padres can go. They're one of the best teams in the National League, but they're in a stacked division, so. Number five, Detroit. Number four, the New York Yankees. 3 Dodgers, 2 Cubs. Number one for the Mets.
Oh, I said what because I thought you went in reverse order. I thought I was I was...
You completely forgot the part where I said I'm going to start at number one, right?
It's not that I forgot. It's that I didn't hear it. I wasn't listening. I knew I had a few minutes to watch the end of this game.